now on the going on the attack, but that's first time, leads Colombo around to the final intermediate championship. A 2-10 to 1-10 win. There's late action in this game, but the Glen men have taken the win in dramatic circumstances there. Michael Callaghan's fisted point, Shane Callaghan's point just coming in the added time, and Aaron Doherty's point there now. That was the three that made the difference for Brendan Doherty's team. Just to quickly go through the scores of the game, Paul O'Hare pointed early on and then set up Paddy Byrne to punch in for a goal. Soon after that, Mallon posted three scores in a row through Benny McLaughlin, Conor O'Neill and Josh Conlon. Christopher Byrne and Benny McLaughlin traded points before a good spell from Neve Columba. So Paul O'Hare, Paddy Byrne and Shane Callaghan points to put them 1-5 to 4 ahead. And Benny McLaughlin posted one final score of the half to make it a goal in it at half-time. Ryan McNairn and McLaughlin, Benny again traded scores before Ryan McNairn then got the second goal of the game for Neve Columba after a ball in from Paddy Byrne came out to McNairn. He punched him for the goal. Christy McLaughlin's free made it 2-6-1-7. Amazingly, the first three of the game scored. It was a brilliant encounter here, but that was responded by Aaron Doherty to bring it back to 6 points on the 37th minute. But within 10 minutes of that, Mallon were level again as Sean O'Neill posted two scores, one from a free before a goal came as Benny McLaughlin played in Stephen McLaughlin after a point attempt dropped short, and Stephen McLaughlin just took a couple touches towards goal, composed himself as he was one-on-one and fired into the bottom corner of the net past Shane O'Gara. Zach Conlon's 45 then levelled the game as we came into the final 8 minutes of this contest, and just into the last five there, Michael Callaghan that fisted over after a quick break forward from Neve Columba. Mallon had four attempts at goal, failed to make the target whenever they were drawn this game. They just never got ahead in this game at all as Neve Columba rallied late on there, quick counter attacks, and Shane Callaghan got them that insurance score to go 2 points ahead. Mallon tried to put in some early, or some late balls into the square. Zach Conlon fired wide from a free. And just as the game was approaching the end, Eric Carr found Aaron Doherty, who raced through. He was one-on-one with the goalkeeper, Zach Conlon, but he just opted to go for the point. So that is the full-time score here, 2-10 to 1-10. And Mallon are out as Neve Columba will meet Terman in the final in 2 weeks' time.